الله جل جلاله أما نواله. Journey for the rida of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an Hakim, that if Allah is pleased with someone, then that person is successful. And this path of suluk, tasawwuf, this is the path for Allah's rida, for Allah's pleasure. The pious elders, the arifin, the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, who embarked on this path, who traveled on this path, from their experiences and from their lives, for us, they have left behind countless examples, and they have demonstrated that this is a path of caution. There's a great destination a person is traveling to, but we have to be extremely careful and cautious. This journey is such that a person is drowned in darkness. Totally imagine an intense dark night. And when he makes the niyyah, the intention to travel towards Allah's rida, then he needs to travel in this darkness. يُخْرُجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala says that this person who is drowned or covered in darkness, Allah says, I want to call him to my light, to my nur. So there's darkness, and the journey is big. It's a big journey, a dangerous journey. My Hazrat used to state that for such a person, then Allah Ta'ala prepares nur and light and guidance for such a traveler. And that nur, that light, Allah gives that person two nurs so that he gets the light, the guidance that assists him in that journey. The first nur that Allah bestows to that person, gives to that person, and suddenly he is enlightened and he is full of light due to that nur, and that is sohbat-e sheikh, the company of the sheikh. And as a person makes niyyah, intention for this journey, and if he reaches to the company of a wali of Allah and does tawbah and repents, then from Allah, Allah Ta'ala instills that light, that nur into his heart, due to the guidance and the company of the wali, the sheikh. And with the student, then the sheikh, due to his tawajjuhat, his focus and attention, he gives the dhikr of Allah to the student. Then after that, he has attained two forms of light. In other words, his heart becomes nurun ala nur. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now, he, the musafir, the salik, because the salik is the traveler on this journey of suluk. When he travels through the darkness, then those two forms of light always guide him, alhamdulillah, from all danger, distress, difficulty in this journey. Not just that these are the difficulties of home and family. I'm not speaking about this. The difficulties and obstacles that come, shaitan, hurdles, obstacles in this path of suluk. For example, when you're traveling in the darkness and suddenly a torch comes to you, or light comes to you, then a difference will be made in the journey, isn't it? You have a torch and you can see where you're going, you look to the right, to the left, and you'll see where you are. So the salik, he has two torches, and everyone else is traveling in the darkness. Sometimes they fall in the ditch, into the mud, into the nettles, onto the thorns. What are the thorns and nettles? They are the sins. They do this action or this sin. But the salik, when he has these two forms, these nurs, these forms of light, then a big difference is made. He knows straight away, this is a ditch. These are the thorns. This is a wrong thing, a bad thing. And he saves himself, protects himself, and continues on that journey. Subhanallah. So what we realize on this journey, the pious elders have stated, the most valuable asset is light. On this journey, we need to have light. A person who doesn't have light, he is traveling in the darkness, and in darkness there's danger and hazard. But the person who's got the nur, the light, alhamdulillah, then that becomes easy. The journey becomes easy for that person. Now, you will have had experience, for example, in your country. You know, you have the oil lamp. By chance, you would have lit an oil lamp, the lantern, yes? And, for example, you have the oil lamp, and you put you light it. And for example, you can hang it on the ceiling. You have the open houses where you put it on a high place. So as soon as you light the lantern, then you have the glow of the light, and if, for example, there's wind or breeze, it can put the light up. So the person who has put the light on, he knows, I put the light on if the strong breeze comes. So his attempt is he tries to protect that lantern from the breeze. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he prepares, either he puts some shield in front of the lantern or protects the lantern. Soon as the strong breeze comes, I don't want it to go out, because all our home will become all dark and everything will be hidden and concealed. So he puts a glass protection or a cover in front of that lantern so that it doesn't go out. So my brothers, there's a point here for us now, a question, a challenge. Alhamdulillah, we are musafireen. That when a person does dhikr and he has sohbat of the shaykh, company of the shaykh, he remembers Allah and the lights are there present within him, but he's not careful, not cautious. And the breeze, the wind when it comes, and it's possible that the light, it blows out, or it could be dimmed, or it could be reduced. So what happens that on our journey, then it becomes difficult to progress on the journey. And here, the salikin, their qulub, they say, we do dhikr as well, I've got sohbat the shaykh, company of the shaykh, but there's no satisfaction in my heart, no peace, I've not got the right emotion. Because the real point here is that dhikr and sohbat the shaykh are such examples, alhamdulillah. The pious elders, they experience this, and I'm telling you in the light of their guidance, that for example, all of the light, it comes from them. Yes, and a person, mashallah, when he does dhikr and has the company of the shaykh, then he is full of light and nur and guidance and protection. When a person sits in the company of the shaykh, we cannot imagine the light that the person is immersed in. And the nur of dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the whole Quran, it testifies and mentions that the nur of dhikr is great and lofty. So what's the reason that a person doesn't succeed despite having these assets? Because in the life, when we're on the journey, in this zindagi, then, for example, maybe people don't guide us or explain to us correctly. And the most precious thing that we have learned from the lives of the pious elders is they teach us to be cautious. That the light that's come into you now, protect it, may not be a sudden gust of wind comes, or the breeze comes and it blows out that light, extinguishes that light. And then a person gets weak. Due to the weakness, a person doesn't feel the right emotions, the strength of deen, strength of iman. I don't know how I can explain qudurat. The word here is that a person, he gets, you can say, annulled. His the light within him gets annulled, or void, or cancelled. So what do we need to do to be careful so that the light doesn't get extinguished? Otherwise our journey, it will be a waste. Which actions or which factors cause the light of sohbat-e shaykh, company of the shaykh and the dhikr of Allah to be dimmed or extinguished, so you cannot benefit? You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, yeah? Okay. So in this, where our mashayikh, our pious elders, who I know quite well, our Hazrat Grami, Qadr Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, rahmatullahi alayhi, from their words, from their malfuzat, their writings, from their sohbat, the words that I have realized and learnt, is that the tarbiyat that is given to the salik, to the murid, and most of all, the action, the factor that weakens the light of the company of the shaykh and dhikr, that destroys it. Let's look at that first. There are many actions that destroy a person's strength of the light within him. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to understand so that we can depart from this world successful. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, this destination is great, great indeed. And the darajat, the levels Allah has kept that we can get. Don't ask where will this train stop, alhamdulillah. What is the result for that human being who travels on this path and journey correctly? First and foremost, the factor that diminishes and reduces the light within the salik and makes him weak and fragile, makes him so weak. What is that factor? What is the factor? It's an ajeeb factor. It is to consume haram. That's it. This is where the human being loses. Here today in the dunya, we are very, you can say, seldom cautious on this haram. What we eat, that morsel of food, is it halal going into us or not? Yes, we need to ask, because the morsel of food, the piece of food that we put into our mouths, it carries out a process, and I'm telling you the summary of all the pious predecessors' teachings. Our ibadah, the worship, the color that takes place, the heart becomes enlightened, and the maqams, the levels a mu'min attains, the effects of his ibadah, of dhikr. Subhanallah, if a person does dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah, and the numbers that the shaykh has given, and he's doing the wazayf, the lessons morning and evening, Allahu Akbar, he becomes an ajeeb result, ajeeb conclusion, ajeeb, you can say demonstration takes place, a person showing that his life has become fantastic and brilliant. That the effects of the ibadat, they take effect on that person's life, alhamdulillah. And his feelings become unique. His condition and emotions become unique. And why don't we feel unique? Because the mistake that we make, the biggest factor that we makes us lose out, is the if the piece of food that's going into us is not halal. Because that food, when it's going into us, that is going into our mouths, into our stomachs, from that become the blood is formed, the body functions, the heart is functioning. Every beat of the heart is due to the food that we eat and the blood that flows out of the heart. If it's not halal, if it's haram, unlawful, then the person's body becomes najis, impure, totally. Just like, you know, when dirt goes into a person, let's say dirt goes into the stomach and a person becomes ill. In the same way, when haram goes into a person, then his whole system goes towards the negative, anti, reverse gear. The dhakir, he becomes shocked that I'm doing dhikr, I'm whispering of shaitans in my head, I'm doing dhikr of Allah and I'm doing wrong deeds, I'm doing dhikr and bad thoughts are coming into my mind, I'm doing non-sharia actions. So then that fikr, the mention of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, I take you out of the darkness towards the light if you remember me, and if the company of the pious, and especially with regards to dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this, that as soon as my servant does dhikr, I take him out of darkness. So why doesn't it happen then? Because the food which should be halal, the pieces of food and what he eats and consumes should be halal. Suddenly if it's haram, then immediately the effect takes place on the salik's body. To this extent, that Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband rahmatullahi, our great sheikh, when, for example, Kashf would come to him and Ismizad, the name of Allah would overwhelm him and he would be remembering Allah a lot. Then, mashallah, the hal would overtake him. Then there was one cure that he would take food from outside and feed it to that person. Suddenly the person would eat because it was food from outside, dirty, maybe hands or without wudu, it was cooked, etc. So that salik, his hal, suddenly it would diminish. All that noor and the light and the good effect would diminish. Because that's how we need to be very careful. You can see the effect of non-pure food. As a Bayezid Bastami, rahmatullah alayhi, great wali of Allah. No, Hazrat Bayezid, sorry, forgive me. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayh. You know who he was? The sheikh of his time. Once, what happened to him? An experience that occurred was that he was resting and he saw in the dream, because the dream of the pious elders is true, and somebody said to him that, Adam, they're shameful for you. What a great sheikh, that 40 days your ibadah has not been accepted. 40 days. For 40 days your ibadah has not been accepted. Suddenly he was shocked. And if you want to make your ibadah accepted, then go to Bayt al-Maqdis and do tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah, and when you get there you'll be told why your ibadah is not being accepted. Not being accepted. So his eyes opened, suddenly he went on the journey, embarked on the journey to Bayt al-Maqdis. It was 40 miles far and he walked to Bayt al-Maqdis. And when he got to Bayt al-Maqdis, then after getting there, reaching there, arriving there, he did tawbah, he repented, said istighfar, and then he had kashf again, and four angels came. And one angel said, who is this man who's come? And they're asking each other, all four angels. And the second angel said, this is Ibrahim ibn Adam, it looks like he has arrived here. And he said, why has he come here? He said, don't you know why he's come? His ibadah is not being accepted for 40 days. And the angel said, what's the reason for this? He said, the reason for this is because another person, another individual, he was passing by his shop, he stood there without asking him, he took a date and ate it. He took a date without asking and he ate it. So his ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cancelled that, and the 40 days of his worship, since 40 days his ibadah is not accepted, his dua has not been accepted, his salah has not been accepted, and nothing, no good form or result is coming out from his ibadah, from his worship. So what's the cure for this? The angel asked the other angel, he said, the cure for this is that he does dua, does tawbah, and the person who's right, he's eaten that person's date, you should go and ask him for forgiveness and repay him the amount so it becomes halal. Suddenly he awoke, he went back to that person, and when he reached to that person, he realized that person 2 days before that he's passed away. So then he lost consciousness, his ibadah is cancelled. Ibrahim ibn Adam, imagine this person, he gets deflated totally. So many years of ibadah, he left sultanate, the kingdoms and the maqams he was given, the levels, look at this. So then he ran and said, where's his home, where's his wife and children? They said, this is where his wife and children are. He arrived there and he said that this is what happened. Your husband's shop or some, from somewhere, I took the date and I consumed it. Tell me the value so I can repay the value so that I can be free from this sin. And the woman said, okay, fine, if you can repay us the value. She explained the value and he fulfilled it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, immediately gave the response and his emotions became very positive indeed. So how important this is, the center focal point. Because if our internal self is not correct, if we do not protect the light, the two noors Allah has given us, dhikr Allah and the sohbat of the sheikh, then our deen, it gets weak. I'm telling you this about Wali Allah. Okay, let's speak about Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh, subhanallah, radiyallahu anhu. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were young, and outside they were playing. What did they do? They took, somebody was walking past and they threw an arrow towards somebody, his like pot of water, and it fell down onto the ground. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu saw this and he didn't say anything to the children. But what a great point. He didn't say anything to the children. It was Hassan Hussein. How did they do this action? It's my blood, my children. And they did this action. They fired the arrow towards his pot. And he went straight to Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha. And tell me today, what is it they've eaten? What is it they've done? Where did they go? What's happened? And she said, they haven't eaten anything. It was a woman. And she had some yogurt. And without asking, he put his finger into her. Hussein put his finger into the yogurt and he licked his fingers. And he said, call her, because this yogurt that they have eaten, please take the value of this from us. Straight away they paid, as Ali paid for that yogurt that was eaten, alhamdulillah. So brothers, as long as if a person doesn't protect his inner state from haram and lawful, then we cannot travel on this path and that noor will not come. The person will be away from the noor, will keep on doing sins, we do dhikr and fikr. Why do I commit sins again? Why do I commit? The reason for this may not be that Allah Ta'ala allows this, that any of our wealth or what we're earning or what we're consuming, is it haram? Am I eating unlawful things? Look, tasty food you can eat, but it comes out as stool, excrement, it comes out as waste. But what does it do inside us? That person, even if he eats dried bread, as long as it's lawful, but look at his maqam, spiritually gets to the really high level. So all of the success of the tasawwuf, Allah says this is a straight path, it's not a drama, not a game. Because the dramas, the games, are different parts of praying salah, doing hajj, lying, deceiving, put that to one side. But this path that we have selected, that we want to stay clean and pure, and this is our selection, that I have embarked on this path, what? That I don't want to do any wrong action, direct, I want to attain Allah's love and Allah's radha, Allah's pleasure. We have selected ourselves, haven't we? Yes? So, then other actions, other sins, people are doing, okay, if you just don't want to go on the right path, pray salah. And show you, by the normal common people in the dunya, they're doing this. This is a tradition or a custom. Okay, we can follow that. If we don't want to be careful. But remember my point, not my words, that those people who embarked on this path of suluk, the sawwuf, to try to get Allah's pleasure, if in that city, yes, if there are 600,000 people, and they are living, and there's only 8 or 10 people on this path. Let's say there's only 3 people out of the 600,000, I swear by Allah, those 600,000 people, their rizq is coming due to those 3 individuals who are on the right path. Allah Ta'ala sends the rain due to the sadqa, the presence of those 3 individuals. Rizq, wealth comes due to them. And illnesses are diverted due to those 3 individuals. Why? Because they are traveling on the path of Allah's path. Even if it's one man, one wali of Allah, he saves the whole village or city or ummah. Allah says that my haya, modesty, it is there present that an individual is following and traveling on my path, and due to him, maybe due to his nur, they will also benefit and improve. So this is the path of mine and yours, ours. And it's not about being weak and fragile. We only have to fill our stomachs, isn't it? And feed our children, isn't it? What else is it? Yes? Just keep one principle that the Sharia has given us, tariqa of earning, making money or eating, alhamdulillah. Be so cautious. Our pious elders were so cautious, so careful, Allahu Akbar, that they would not eat chapati or bread from a person's hand who doesn't pray. They said our ibadah will not be accepted, or it will be affected. As a Yaqub, rahmatullah alayh, and he is from our silsilah, from Hazrat Sahib, I heard this, these words. And he was a great personality, great sheikh, Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, and he was a wali Allah, from our aqabreen, our pious elders, as a Yaqub, nanotwi, rahmatullah alayh. So once what happened was that he was very upset, distressed. Someone said, Hazrat, what's the reason? He said, the reason is this, that I'm not getting the enjoyment from my worship in the night, my dhikr, adhkar. The light has extinguished. It's disappeared. Inside is totally spoilt. He was crying. What's the reason? He said, the reason for this is one, that a person invited me to his home. I went to his invitation or feast, and I realized I wasn't careful with the food, and I consumed the food. And today 40 days have passed that my ibadah is not taking effect, I'm not feeling good, it's feeling to me as if it's not been accepted. This hadith, that if a person consumes one piece or morsel of food, wrong, haram food, then for 40 days his dua, ibadah is not accepted. So this is the difference of being careful and cautious. Yes? And this is the path that teaches us, is that be careful, be cautious. Where is our wealth coming from? Our food coming from? We need to understand this adab, that a person on the path of Sharia, if he makes a mistake and does wrong, he cannot dare that I do even one action of wrong here. Now, this is the point. Either we take dunya or akhirah. You can't have both in parallel. You can't have both mixed. Allah Ta'ala said clearly that that is darkness which is taking you, the dunya, and this is nur, the light. So darkness and light can never mix. If we try to mix darkness and light, then our heart will become black. The effects of the darkness will not disappear. It cannot be. Allah has given us great ibadat and worship. They will not affect a person in a positive way. If we read the stories, the life stories and examples of those who did dhikr and they remembered Allah, and after dhikr of Allah, their emotions and the state of the iman, such majalis, this ajiz, humble servant, has seen himself, that the condition of the fakirs after the majalis would end. Because the salik, the traveler on the path of suluk, tasawwuf, is a fakir. And the fakirs at that time, their condition, their emotions, when the majlis would end, would be very lofty and high and positive. Even now, alhamdulillah, you, me, we do dhikr, then our emotions become good. We feel good. Iman-wise, we feel strong. Yes, our heart, if it's clean, totally pure, then imagine how we will feel so great, isn't it? Can we imagine? Allahu Akbar. So this is how strong the iman of the salik becomes, that he can make the walls shake. This is the strength He has the nur of the dhikr of Allah is very, very strong. That we have enjoyment in this halat. Person, he feels like I want to continue to recite the kalamat and the prayers. And there's no limit to the effect that can take place, to the benefit that can be attained. Ask that person who purifies his heart and does the dhikr of Allah, how great is his feeling of iman and strength of iman. So let's do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers. That Allah ta'ala, we are trying hard, we are making effort, but we should understand these points, that the first factor, the first step on this path of suluk that we need to implement is that we need to leave haram, we need to leave the unlawful wealth or food or money. If there's a person who is a millionaire or a billionaire, he had business worth millions and he had interest in the bank, he came to me. And I said, first condition is tawbah. And tawbah you have to do, you have to be steadfast on it. If you want to be a true salik, then you cannot carry out drama. He said, I want to be a wali Allah. I said, how can you be a wali Allah? How? That all the world is stuck to you, the dirt, the impurity, left, right and center, you are drowned in the dunya. That not even anything of yours that is owned by you looks to be free from dunya. Everything, I said, I can't understand that you've got a desire to be a wali Allah, but everything that's stuck to you or is owned by you, he said, what link do you have with that? Just tell me to do tawbah and tell me what I need to do and the rest is up to me because I need to become a wali. I said, okay, there are some conditions. Just like I tell you, like my sheikh told me, these are the words that he told me, you'll have to do this. Even today I've got it written that beware. How dare you earn with your hands, as a subset, even if you have to sweep the floors with a broom. Number two, earn with your own hands, and that don't sit down and take free of charge, become a peer, take from people money. All lifelong, earn from your hands, even if wherever you work, wherever you earn from, you have to earn from the work of your hands. And this was the warning to me. That's it. I said, okay, fine, I'll have to do this. And this is the most important factor. Poverty come, hunger come. As I have said, earn with your own hands. For some years, there are people who witnessed this. There was a sun-blessed factory. I used to wake up in the night and broom, and sweep the broom. We used to pray there, and we used to work there. Yeah, the sun-blessed factory. It's quite far. Before, I didn't even have a car. I don't know how I used to get there, but that was the hukum of Hazrat Sahib. And how much did I get wages in that? £35. Subhanallah. How much? Yes, this is what I used to get from that factory. But we used to pray salah. So brothers, that what was the status? What was my status at that time? There was the hukum of the sheikh, the orders of my sheikh. And then I had done PhD, MSc, I had jobs, I had calls from companies for jobs from here. So this is a test, a challenge in life, that I am very weak compared to you. Very weak, I'm a sinful person, I'm not an example for you, a good example. But times come, challenges come, when the sheikh gives the order, the challenges come. A person gets into a challenge or suspense, what shall I do? Which way shall I turn? So challenges come to the salik, because you have to leave the dunya, isn't it? You have to leave the world, just like a child. He thinks that this is my dunya, the stomach, the womb of the mother, he's got food, and automatically he's getting the food and the drink. When he's pushed out into the dunya, he shrieks out, screams, where have you brought me out into? Which dunya have you thrown me into? He comes out of the protected world into the big dunya. Yukhrijum min al-dhulumati ila nur. Great statement Allah Ta'ala has made, that you've taken hold of my dhikr. Allah says, now I'll take you out of darkness and I'll take you towards the light, Allah says. And every person who's gone to a sheikh and does tawbah, and he takes hold of dhikr of Allah, every man and woman, student, he is implementing this verse of the Quran. This is our maqam. This is our status. Allah has mentioned this in the Quran about these people. So you are those same people. Imagine how high is your status and lofty. And if with this status, if you get to Allah Ta'ala safe and sound, then imagine what our maqam will be. There's so much nur of this path. These two nur are very strong. The company of the shaykh and the dhikr of Allah. The hadith says that these are such people, adhakireen, who remember Allah. They have such a great light that Allah Ta'ala has protected them. Otherwise, the angels would come to their beds and to them and they would shake their hands. That's how they are so great. Aren't they hadith about this? Then So a person becomes VIP who has embarked on this path. He becomes VIP. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. Allah says, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Don't you do dhikr in abundance? Don't you have a link with the wali Allah? Don't you remember Allah morning and evening? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu. That those people who remember Allah morning and evening, who've done tawbah, who've repented to Allah, they've become so important that Allah and His angels, they send rahmah, mercies on these people. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. These are the people. And this is us. And we have embarked on this path, on this journey. We've sat on the bus. What a great statement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah says, these are the people of Iman. My rahmah, my mercy descends onto these people, subhanallah. And due to the barakat and blessings, Allah says, I give rizq to people around them, wealth to people around them. I save people from disasters due to this jamaat, due to this group of people. Is this not the Quran, my brothers? Then, what don't we understand? But those people who have protected their lanterns, their oil lamps, their bulbs, in that house, the light will come from the lantern. Do you understand? The person who's lit the oil lamp and he's protected it from the wind and the breeze, he will enjoy the light all night long. And if you just leave it like that, then after a while, the wind will come, the gust of the breeze will come, and it will blow out. Allah will say that you've gone back into the darkness. I gave you the light, but you extinguished it. You didn't protect it. So either then, that person then lives a life without any caution and he loses way. We have wasted such a big objective. Allah Ta'ala seated us onto the train, given us the ticket, given us the driver. And despite that, we don't get to the destination. We lose our way. Is this not the case? Look at this point. So what a big point, a big factor, a person, he needs to be very careful in his life. Even if it's dry food, no food, don't lie, don't do fraud, don't take interest. You know all the conditions of the Sharia, that this is what makes your rizq haram. How much did you spend? You have to work 8 hours, then don't waste time, work 8 hours. And do the total asab, don't do fraud, don't reduce total, you should do the amount of work you need to do. Then the insan, then he is the dhakir, he is the person who is remembering Allah. That's when a person goes and falls into the nur of Allah, and his dhikr, his kafiyat, his feelings and emotions become positive, and his life improves. And if we don't do this, if we're not careful, the one piece of haram, not 10p or more than that, one morsel, one piece of food. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, if he realized that these goats have been stolen, who made these halal? And who slaughtered them? For very few years he did not eat meat. Imam Abu Hanifa, that we say, oh, he had this many hadith, etc. We sit down and listen about him in the bayans. Oh, Imam Abu Hanifa was this and that. But what was he? He was a human being like us. So why did he have this strong positive emotion? Because he was cautious that if he was walking and, for example, if somebody had taken money from him and he realized this is that man's house, I'm walking past, he wouldn't even sit in the shade of the wall of that person's house. Ulama Ikram, here, ask them. That the shade of that person's house or wall, I said, why don't you benefit from the shade from this person's house? He said, no, I'd rather sit in the heat and the sun, because this, that house, the shade that I'm getting, the protection that this person, I've given money to this person, loan, it'll become interest for me, because I'm taking extra benefit from him. Allahu Akbar. So this is what we need to learn. This is what we need to implement. What else? This is what we need to implement after doing dhikr. So we can take the noor of dhikr with us, along with us on the journey. If you're getting a job, look at the first, is there any interest here? Is there any riba here? And a person, for example, when a person in interest in riba is so much contaminated or mixed into business that he bypasses it, the hukum is that you should be more cautious, more careful. I'll give you examples from the Hazrat. That there are business people, who are all business people, are pious elders. Not that they didn't know how to earn money. In the Naqshbandi Silsila, they were great tajirs, businessmen. Abdul Harar, Ubaidul Harar, rahmatullahi, he had a big mansion. A person walked past, said, whose mansion is this? He said, Ubaidul Harar. He said, I break my bayah. He said, why are you mad? Why are you breaking your bayah? You're breaking bayah due to his mansion, his big house? He said, I'll introduce you to him in the evening. It's a long story. then he, for example, he took the whole village that break, that look, this is the, he said, I thought he was rich. He's not rich. You're thinking he's wealthy. So this was the reality. That the point here is that these situations, they cannot be, you cannot benefit from this journey with unlawful. For example, a person, you can select and do what you want, run a business, earn how you want. If someone says, why are you doing this? You eat haram. Astaghfirullah. Why does anybody ever need to criticize? It's up to you. You have an open playing field. If you listen to your shaykh today and do amal and practice, then the akhirah is very far. You will get the enjoyment in this world. And the akhirah is very far away. In this world, you'll see the enjoyment and the mazah. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala, may He give us the tawfiq and ability, capability, otherwise we'll waste our time and our lives. Hey, we'll have problems, and people say, he's pious, and in the night, our heart is black, and is nonsense and rubbish, and the sins we're committing, and then in the hereafter we also get punishment. There's no benefit. Is it? The people of the dunya, at least, let's benefit from the dunya, isn't it? Yes. For example, we have imamah, don't do this, don't do this action. No, this is not the case. Should we do this, my brothers? So have courage, determination. Otherwise, we are wasting our time. From today, promise that we will try our hardest to earn halal. Look, how long we are doing dhikr, we recite the kalima. Khairul raziqeen, khairul raziqeen. What's khairul raziqeen? What is a khair? Are we asking from Allah? What good wealth? Allah give us such good wealth which is tayyib, good and pure and halal, lawful. So me, my children, my offspring, my generations, all can become walis of Allah. Otherwise, how will they become walis of Allah? Every child, person, oh, this is my son, my daughter, do dua for them, blow onto them, do dam on them. I want to make them like you. I want to make my children, I want to make him Naqshbandi, I want to make him pious. I want Allah to make him to do this. And we're pushing the young child forward. That child doesn't know that my father, what's he earning and give to me, the poor child. He eats and will become a monkey or an animal after a while. And he'll say that you're doing drama, father, because nothing's gone, no noor's gone into the stomach. Yes, and he's telling other people, oh, don't go to this person, these are nonsense people, they don't do anything, they're useless. Because noor hasn't gone into that person. The person who, to his children, Allah, but the Quran guarantees, just do one action. What should we do? Give rizq halal, halal, lawful food. We're jumping around for rizq, oh, left the country, home, house, villages, everything. We're running this way, someone's going that way, going to Junub, to the north, to the south. We're running around everywhere. We don't know, is it halal or not that we are earning in this country. First and foremost, you're coming. Where are you going? Yes, I'm going to this country. So two, three things you need to see. That, what is the condition of iman there? My children will be there tomorrow. Will the iman be protected there? In a few days, my daughters, my children, my sons, they'll be young. They'll have to get married. Will the iman stay? Will it sustain this 4 hours or 2 hours in the masjid, sending them in the masjid? Will the iman be strong? Yes, this culture, you cannot blame the environment around us. Yes, this is the country, it's up to them what they promote and teach. We cannot complain, it's not their fault. Nor can we criticize, nor do I have any need to say bad to anybody. It's our fault that if you don't like this, then why are you sitting here? Go! Yes, so why are you trying to change us? Change yourselves, why have you come here? To criticize. No, we have to live here, we need to do this and that. That this is our country, this is our culture, lifestyle, this is our lifestyle. We are going to do these actions. Yes? So who told you to criticize? Then you should become like us as well. Okay, we'll start in the masjid. The child is going, doing hifz of Quran, become a hafiz, becoming alim still. It's okay. Allahu Akbar. Am I right or am I wrong, my brothers? Yes, we're sitting there satisfied. We'll realize then, isn't it, soon, what's going to happen. So when we sit down, yes, iman, the belief that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we're trying to protect it, but we keep getting the effect of the heat. It cannot be that a person is sitting next to the fire and he doesn't get the effect of the heat. Tell me, will the effect not come? Who doesn't get affected? Now I speak openly, which human being is there that doesn't get affected by the heat? Even if a pious, the salih people, when they come here, even they get destroyed. Yes, they come here to correct people and they get spoiled themselves. So the first important factor is we need to see is that what will my iman become? Dollars, and I get a lot of money there, good wage, salary. I get social security, don't even work, you get money.
Yes, so I'll get six from him and half a dozen from the other.
No. We need to be careful. So this is the teaching, the walis of Allah, after many decades a person's born. Hazrat Sahib had mercy, say Subhanallah. Hazrat Sahib had mercy. In Gadai Sharif he was sitting, and he was sat in the dusty, mud-walled masjid and said, come here, what are you going to do? I said, I've come here so I can leave the dunya and learn how to live. He said, go back. Why? The makhluk, the creation of Allah, go and teach them dhikr of Allah and make their hearts alive. And deliver them to Jannah. You are sitting here, imamas, beards. Where would you be now if it wasn't for the Hazrat Sahib? You do dua for Bade Hazrat Sahib. Don't take what I'm saying badly. Yes, you see your children today have become hafiz. You got burqas at home. Ask them. That a wali of Allah, he had mercy. That don't know what's going to happen in that country. Go and help. Sist, does the deen not come? The right deen, tell me from your man. That do you hear these truthful words? Do you remember my words from last night? Don't take what I'm saying badly, negatively. Do you? Yes. And sweat comes out in the brow of the forehead. Because Hazrat Sahib said, speak the truth. You have to go and revive the sunnah. Conduct the dhikr of Allah and save the people from sins. Do this and my du'as will be with you. My tawajjuh will be with you. My focus will be with you. Otherwise, would I have come out? And subhanAllah, everything was prepared for me. Yes? Yeah? Was I going to be out? This was Hazrat Tawajjuh and Barakat that allowed me to do what I'm doing. SubhanAllah. So brothers, align yourselves, put yourself in the right path. Maut is close. Qareeb aswabala, the children won't be of use. No one will help. The night of the grave will come and it will straighten us. I swear by Allah, it will straighten us. And when a person goes into the grave, then his ribs, they overlap like this in the first movement in the grave, on the first squeezing of the grave. Imali Fatima, Rasulullah said, my daughter Fatima, don't say I am the daughter of the Nabi. You're going into the grave, Imali Fatima, correct your actions. Is this not the hadith? Yes, Rasulullah told his daughter, because he was giving the sabak, the lesson to the ummah. She was, mashallah, the woman of Jannah. The great woman of Jannah, but Rasulullah gave such an example of his own daughter, that even if it's Fatima, I will advise her that she will be judged on her actions. So what about you? And already Allah Ta'ala gave him the good news that she is the woman of Jannah and her son is the head of the men of Jannah. SubhanAllah, the daughter of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So me and you, then what hope do we have? We can leave that we just keep on counting and looking at maal, awlad. Fine, you have love for your children, do what you want to do. But worry about yourself first. Now what will happen tomorrow? Totally, I'm giving you this guarantee now. This is not deception. That we do dhikr, we'll be forgiven, etc. No. Every single thing will be accounted. The path is very high. If the Quran is promising you, in the Quran, the dhakireen, they are very lofty personalities. Allahu Akbar. What a great point Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Great point. Tell me that on any amal, as Allah Ta'ala said, that me and my angels send durood and salam. Tell me, any amal from the Quran. Mulana Sahib, is there any amal in the Quran mentioned that says that Allah Ta'ala sends durood and salam and peace to the people? Tell me if there is, I'd like to know. So Allah's praise this deed of dhikr because the salik wants to be mukhalis and pure. This is the path of suluk. The person who embarks on this path of suluk wants to get Allah Ta'ala's rida. And then he commits fraud after that and deceit. Then what's left after that? When we cheat. So if we made mistakes, okay, we're on this path. Before we came to this path, we made mistakes. We created fraud and gambled and haram and we collected haram and consumed haram, etc. Take it out. And I've told you about that man. He said, tell me what to do. Now forget that what I'll do about my wealth. I'm a millionaire or whatever. Tell me what to do. I want to be a wali Allah. I said, you want to be wali Allah? He said, yes. I said, do tawbah, recite the kalamats of tawbah. And what Allah Ta'ala has taught in the Quran, I will not do shirk, I will not steal, I will not grab from people any of their possessions, etc. I said, will you do this? I said, will you leave riba, interest? He said, yes, I've left. He said, I've left it already. I said, have you? I said, what about your job is haram? He said, I've left it. Allahu Akbar. I said, huh? Is it? I said, you'll become a fakir. He said, I've become a fakir. I said, go. He said, I'm going. And he emptied his bank accounts. Say Allahu Akbar. This is what happens. This is what occurs. He emptied his bank accounts. Where did he throw it? Into the streets. Throw it into the streets. This is my money. I have no link with this. Millionaire. Millions of pounds. Rupees. Imagine. He said, this is my resignation. Big officer. High ranked officer. He said, this is, he was a government officer. He said, what's happened to you?
He said, whatever wanted had to happen, this is my resignation. Either give me that job where there's no bribery. They said that this job is based on, it hovers on bribery. This department is hovering on bribery. I won't name that department. He said that this, from bottom to top, top to bottom, you're saying I don't want bribery? I won't take bribes? They said everything is based on bribery. What post shall I give to you? He said, here's my resignation. He said, for the sake of Allah, you'll get promotion and you're about to become a secretary general, etc. He said, here's the key, here's the letter, resignation. Not interested. I will be a laborer, but I don't want this job. What will happen to a person? Imagine what a waliullah he became. Yes? And if you get a chance, go and see that person. There are people like this in the world. There are people like this. Yes, difficulties come. And he persevered. After a few days, mashallah, he worked hard. Then he became a millionaire again. And it was all halal. Subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala gave him the wealth again. Yes, and he became very wealthy. And after a while, I said, oh, wealth has come again, friend, and cars again. He said, yes, come and sit with me, eat with me with ease. He said, Hazrat, that everything is lawful. The dhikr he does, and what dhikr happens, what majalis is, majalis, what people there must be, subhanallah. So these are not about places and locations, it's about courage, determination. You, if you today save yourself, then your generations will be saved, your children will be saved, your daughters will be saved, then they will also have offsprings, will be walis of Allah. Walis of Allah will be born into the families. Don't do anything wrong. Don't take money in a wrong way. It evaporates, it goes, it's wasted onto haram. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that these two nur light Allah has given to us. What two forms of light? Remember, company of the sheikh, sohbat al sheikh, and the dhikr of Allah. Quran said that these are two forms of light that will take you out of the darkness, and you can combat the darkness with these two lights. And the person who hasn't taken these two lights, straight away do bayah with the sheikh and then dhikr of Allah. And see how this verse of the Quran will come into your life clear. Oh, the favors of the walis of Allah. That can anyone repay the favors of Hazrat Sahib, Bada Hazrat Sahib, that we are mentioned in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. As the Quran is describing, Hazrat did the same tarbiyah, do dhikr in the morning and in the evening. And whether the storms come and the hurricane comes and they take you to come out of the masjid, do dhikr in the morning and in the evening. Is this not happening? Is it not happening? Not that we can't do it today, 2 days, then we run away. No. Every day you can run away, but I'm sat down here. I'm here, subhanAllah. Go run away. You think that I come due to the Jamaat? People, when I came to Zakariya Masjid, they said, what's this? Who's this? No one's coming. I said, who is already there? I will not call them. Everyone was just witness that these people from here and there. I won't call anyone. I'll do dhikr myself. And there was one brother with me. I said, sit in front of me. Everyone was laughing. Oh, we heard it. This is the Jamaat of Zikr. They thought a few people coming. I said, no, I'll do dhikr on my own. This man sat here and I'm sat here. Two of us used to sit, or three of us. You know, one had permission. Qari Sabir one said, no, you stay where you are. Just do dhikr where you are. Was this not the case? Why? Because I had yaqeen and certainty in my Mawla, Allah. That if Allah is mentioned in the Quran about His remembrance and Allah's ordering, and I was given the order that you have to do this, then why will people not come to this action of dhikr? I had so much belief in my Shaykh. I had ittiqad on my Shaykh. We are not weak with regards to our Shaykh. Can a student who obeys his Shaykh's orders, can he be deceived? Nothing in the dunya can deceive him. Nothing. What a big deception. You've left your masjid, khanka, you sat on your own, people are laughing at me. And he said, what's he doing on his own, doing dhikr? He's left his khanka, he's left his people. And a few days passed, in that same place, my Mawla allowed 6,000-7,000 people came to the masjid. SubhanAllah. Did this not happen? And somebody criticized. Yes, and they said, look, if you criticize Allah, says 6,000-7,000, until today it's never happened before, and never can happen again in this masjid. Yes, people tell me that from within the earth, people were coming out of the streets running. Were they human beings? They were angels. When I came out of my home, I was shocked. What's this? I was surprised myself. From India, I was found. Telephone, may Allah Ta'ala give him Jannah. What's his name? From India, he's calling me. The Hazrat, what's happening today in Bolton? I said, what's happened? He said, don't you know? My son has phoned me that so many people, like a storm of people have come. What's going on? I said, I don't know. It's Allah Ta'ala who's allowing this up and I'm just sitting at home. He said that there's no space in the masjid. My son is telling me that on every square millimeter there are people stood and sat. There's nowhere to go in to sit down.
And I wasn't surprised, totally not, I wasn't at all. Rather, I was surprised that this is what should have happened. Why? Because the darvish, that the servant of the wali of Allah said that dhikr will spread here, will spread here. No takabbur, no pride, nothing. No haughtiness, no haughtiness, no pride, no takabbur. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the ni'mah of remembering me. This is the fadl of Allah, the karam. I speak about istiqamat. My Shaykh said, do istiqamat. That one person, if you sit there, do it. وَسَبَّهُهُ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا. That if you leave the dhikr of the morning and evening, then remember your name will be cut off from the silsila. MashaAllah, Jamaat Allah has given such a great Jamaat. Say SubhanAllah. Jamaat is not just, they come in the morning, MashaAllah, with the fadl of Allah. Whatever they are broken down, whatever they are, but they arrive, they don't leave the dhikr of Allah. Look at this. So, if they weren't broken down, then imagine what they'd be if they were fully with strength. Would the angels not come? Of course they come. So we should have courage and determination. So this is all the fadl of Allah, the karam of Allah's favor, Allah's mercy. There's nothing lacking. Allah Ta'ala can bring anyone and say, it's not my achievement, your achievement. Do shukr of millions of times over that Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq that we are doing the dhikr of Allah. That's it. Yes, I'm not a big man. None of us are big men. This is all the fadl of Allah, the karam of Allah, the mercy of Allah. These are a few examples of istiqamah that I'm giving to you, the walis of Allah. That the walis of Allah, when they want some work of the deen to occur, then Hazrat put his tawajjuh, focus attention, the 7,000 people came together, subhanAllah. And I had yaqeen in my shaykh, and he said that if you do the right thing, it will happen. You can put in jail, wherever. But Allah said the work will continue. And it happened, and it will increase with the fadl of Allah. And it will increase more, inshallah. So my brothers, will we have courage and determination? You just have to do one action. Be cautious. Be cautious and careful. So in the akhirah, because this time will come very quickly, that when we'll be sat in Jannah like this, inshallah, we'll meet each other with the fadl of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Mustafa wa alihi sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa 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 ala ہم تو سیاہکار ہیں، گناہکار ہیں، بدکار ہیں میرے مولا، ہم کہاں تیرا پاک نام لے سکتے ہیں میرا مولا، سب تیرے فضل و تیرے کرم سے میرا، ہم کہاں گھر سے مسجد تک آ سکتے ہیں میرے مولا، کہاں مسجد میں جا سکتے ہیں میرے مولا، تیرا فضل نہ ہو، تیرا کرم نہ ہو میرے مولا، تو ہم تو قدم بھی نہیں پھا سکتے میرے مولا، یہ سب کچھ جتنا بھی نظارہ ہے میرے مولا تیرے کرم کا ہے میرے مولا، تیرے پاس لوگوں کی کمی نہیں، انسانوں کی کمی نہیں یا اللہ، جماعتوں کی کمی نہیں، انسانوں کی کمی نہیں، اپنے دوستوں کی کمی نہیں، جس کو چاہے بٹھا دے میرے مولا، جسے چاہے کام تو کرا دے اے میرے مولا، جو نعمتیں دیں ہم سے چھیننا نہ میرے مولا، یا اللہ ہمارے ہم پہ احسان فرمانا، ہم پہ اسی طرح کرم فرمانا میرے مولا، یہ ذکر کی صبح شام نعمت دی ہے اپنے کرم سے، ہمیں اس پہ دائم اور دائم رکھنا اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرا مولا، ہمیں اس پہ قائم رکھنا اے میرا مولا، تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے جو باتیں ہم نے کی اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق، رزق اور طیب حلال رزق نصیب فرما میرے مولا، احتیاط نصیب فرما میرا، اپنے شوق شیخ سے اعتقاد اور محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا، شیطانی وساوس دور فرما میرے مولا، یا اللہ شیطان کے چنگلوں سے ہمیں بچا، یا اللہ ہم ٹوٹے پھوٹے ہیں، گناہ گار ہیں، سیاہ کار ہیں میرے مولا، بہت کمزور ہیں حالات کے مارے میں، لیکن آسرا ہے ہمیں، یا میرے مولا ہم نے تیرا دامن پکڑا ہے تیرے راستے کا، تو بس ہمیں پار کر دے، یا اللہ ہمیں بیڑا پار کر دے ہمارے مولا، اپنی رحمت کے صدقے ہمیں پار کر دے، یا کریم وقت بہت ہے، وقت بہت کم ہے، یا کریم بس تو فضل فرما دے، کرم فرما دے، ہم اس دنیا سے جائیں تو نیک اور پاک صاف ہو کر جائیں میرے مولا، جیسے جانا چاہیے میرے مولا، جو راستہ ہم نے تیرا پکڑا ہے اس راستے کے مطابق ہماری زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و علیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، سلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین.